I can quite believe that. First of all, you turned up at the Little General. By some means or other, you discovered that it was called the Green Finger and that it was the headquarters of our organization. How did you discover that?
I made it my purpose to find out, Miss Thornley. I became interested in old English inns.
Yes, but why?
Because I was pretty certain that the knave would direct his activities in much the same way as he did in Cape Town, from a group of inns all situated in the same area.
How did you know that? How did you know the knave was in Cape Town?
The Little General was an obvious choice. It had been for sale quite a little while. And then there was the passage from Ashdown House. I learnt about that quite accidentally while trying to gather information about this place.
Miss Parsford, you haven't answered my question. How did you know the knave was ever in Cape Town?
Do you remember a man on the Cape Town Constabulary called Bellman? Sidney Bellman?
Yes.
The knave murdered him.
Why are you looking like that?
Good God, she's shaking. Put that gun down or it'll go off. Miss Parchman, put that gun down.
Sidney Bellman was my brother.
Your brother?
Yes. And now, my dear Miss Thornley, my dear Dr. Milton, I am going to give you exactly 30 seconds to tell me who is the knave.
All right, but put that gun down. My God, it's
keep your mouth shut, you swine. If you so much as...
What's that?
It's Horace.
If we can get him to... Look out, Horace! Look out!
She's missed him. We're going if your name is...
Good, Horace, good.
I don't know what the hell you're doing here, but get into that cupboard.
Mr.
Get
Daly,
into that
Mr. Daly,
cupboard.
I must ask you...
Get into that cupboard, oh my...
Get this untied, Horace, quickly.
Truth, my head is like a blasted furnace.
Horace, untie this quickly.
What? Oh, no, you don't. Hello, where's the stuff?
Horace, for God's sake, don't stand there. Get this rope untied. We must get out of here.
Quickly, Horace.
Listen, you two, where's the stuff?
Get the rope free, Horace. And then
I'm asking, where's the stuff? Who's got the diamond?
Horace, we've got to get out of here. We've got to. No, don't, Horace. No. Horace.
Now, listen, Doc. If you don't tell me where the stuff is, I'll break every blasted
bone
in you.
All right. Temple's got it. I left about 10 minutes ago with the girl.
Horace, where are you going?
You get the stuff back.
You've got to untie us first.
That's your guess, Doc.
Horace, listen. Temple's gone after the knave. He traced a telephone call. You've got to set us free. You've got to.
Where will I leave?
Horace, listen. You've got to get us out of here. You've got
to. For God's sake, Horace, listen. We must go.
Temple's got the diamonds. Right. That's all I want to know.
Horace!
That dirty, double-crossing little swine. When I get out of here, I'll take you.
How far have we got to go now, Paul?
Not very far, about 2 miles. Steve, you haven't told me what happened, how you came to be at the First Penguin.
Well, there's nothing much to tell, really. Early this morning, I received a telephone call which was supposed to be from the paper. They said they wanted to see me immediately. It sounded quite genuine, but when I got outside the flat, I noticed a saloon car. It was drawn up close to the curb. A girl got out of the car and came across to me. I forget now what she said, but before I could do anything, a man came up from behind, took me by the arm, and, well, the next thing I knew was that I was sitting in the back of the car.
Well, thank God Miss Parchment knew about the First Penguin.
Paul, who is Miss Parchment?
Her name is Bellman, Amelia Bellman. She's the sister to the man who helped your brother over the Cape Town Simonstown robberies.
Sidney Bellman. But he was murdered by Max Lorraine.
Yes. From the very moment he was murdered, Miss Parchman made up her mind to track down the knave. She knew quite a lot about the way Lorraine worked. In fact, if the knave had known who Miss Parchman was, then believe me, he wouldn't have wasted his time on kidnapping Louise Harvey.
Does Miss Parchman know who the knave really is?
No, she doesn't, but I think she's got a pretty shrewd idea. We raided the Little General tonight, but the place was deserted. Except for Miss Parchman.
What was she doing there?
Apparently she'd read somewhere or other that there was a passage between Ashdown House and the Little General. And she chose tonight of all nights to investigate the fact.
It's perhaps a good job she did, or I might still have been at the First Penguin waiting for Max Lorraine.
Steve, you don't know how glad I felt when I broke into that room and saw you there. All the way down to the inn, I was hoping to God you'd be safe.
Well, believe me, Paul, the relief wasn't one-sided.
It's rather funny about Miss Parchment. I tumbled to her identity after we'd visited Ashdown House. You remember I asked you the name of the man who assisted your brother in Cape Town. First, I had a feeling that Miss Parchment might have been his wife.
Does Sir Graham know about Miss Parchment?
I don't think so. I'm afraid there's one or two surprises on hand for Sir Graham. And you'll be one of them, Steve, unless I'm very much mistaken.
What do you mean?
Well, when I left the little general, I told him I was taking Miss Parchment back to Bramley Lodge. He'll get rather a shock to find we've visited an outlandish inn known as the First Penguin, captured the doctor and Diana Thornley, recovered the proceeds of the Malvern robberies, and rescued you into the bargain.
Yes, yes, I suppose he will. Paul, why didn't you tell Sir Graham you were going with Miss Parchment to the First Penguin?
I don't think that would have been too wise, Steve. More senses than one.
Why do you say that?
When Skid Tyler was murdered, it was in Sir Graham's office at Scotland Yard. When Sir Graham and I devised a little plan about an imaginary trenchman diamond, the knave got to know about it. When we decided to raid the little general tonight, the inn was deserted.
Paul, you don't think Sir Graham is the knave?
I don't know who the knave is, Steve. But I know that he's been to Bramley Lodge tonight, and when we... I say, that car's coming up rather quickly, isn't it?
Paul, it's one of the cars from the inn.
But it can't be.
It is. It's the red one that... Paul, it's Horace Daly.
Daly?
He's recognized us. Paul, he's got a gun. He's... Look out, Paul. Look out!
Steve, are you all right?
Yes, he hit the window at the back.
Keep down.
Paul, he's going to pass you.
No. We mustn't let him do that. Steve, listen. There's a bridge around the next bend. As soon as we reach it, I'll slow down and let him overtake us. Then we'll force him over the top. It's our only chance.
Yes, yes, all right.
Wrap the rug around your head and keep down.
Look out!
It's only the windscreen. Keep down.
Paul, you're hurt.
No, I'm all right. Here's the bridge. Now keep down.
He's passing us, Paul. Look out, he's forcing you over.
Hold on, Steve. Steve, are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm all right. Paul, you're hurt.
No, it's nothing. It's only a scratch. I say, we'd better get out of here. Car's half over the bridge. Careful, Steve. Careful.
There. Paul, look. There's Horace. He's on the side. He must have been thrown out of the car against the wall.
Yes. Yes, he's in a pretty bad way. Wait here, Steve.